All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for October 8th, 2024. Good having you with us, as always, so that's good. That was just me clapping, by the way, if you're wondering. Our last morning show was yesterday, so you already knew that. So let's do today's morning show, which our yesterday's morning show was on Monday, so today was Tuesday, of course, so let's get the show on the road. There's nothing more to say. Let's stop blabbering and let's get the show on the road. Let's start with the weather. Dallas. I don't care about that. Anyway, not as warm but pleasant with periods of clouds and sunshine. High 71. Tonight becoming cloudy. Low 53. Current weather, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, real feel 53, partly sunny, wind south-southwest 2 miles per hour, wind gust 3 miles per hour, the air quality continues to be fair. Interesting. But there is some good news now. It's going to be pleasant this weekend, so that's some good news. Let's take a look on this weekend. 74 on Saturday. And Sunday will be 75. So yeah, it's looking a little bit decent. But for now, let's look ahead this week. The weekdays. Today, it'll be 71 with clouds and sun. But not as warm now. On Wednesday, it'll be 67 high, 46 low with cloudy skies, that is. On Thursday, it'll be 70 high, 45 low, but mainly cloudy. And on Friday, it'll be 69 high, 48 low, with partly sunny skies, partly cloudy skies during the night. If you're wondering the temperatures for the weekend, if I hadn't read them, they're 74 high and for Saturday, and 75 high for Sunday. So there you go. It's a waxing crescent today for the moon phase. Air quality is fair, so it's generally acceptable for most individuals. However, some sensitive groups, like my aunt, of course, may experience minor to moderate symptoms from the long-term exposure. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. Anyway, let's see if we can gather some news here. There we go. Let's do something else, but that's just one of the quirks of this tablet. Hurricane Milton, let's read about that. Not about football. Here's what to know about Hurricane Milton as it moves towards Florida's Gulf Coast. This will be a pretty long one. I'll try to read some of it. Not even 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene swamped the Florida coastline, now Milton has strengthened into a major hurricane that is headed toward the state. The system is threatening the densely populated Tampa metro area, which has a population of more than 3.3 million people, yep, and is menacing the same stretch of the coastline that was battered by Helene. Traffic was thick on Interstate 75, heading north on Tuesday as evacuees fled in advance of Milton. Crews were also hurrying to clear this debris left by Helene. You can follow AP's coverage of tropical weather online at apnews.com/hub/weather. But yeah, there's a map here. Well, we'll look at that later. When will Milton make landfall? Well, according to Hurricane Center's live hurricane tracker, it says it's making landfall on Florida's West Coast on White Wednesday. It's expected to be a Category 3 storm, which will have winds of 111 to 129 miles per hour when it comes to shore in the Tampa Bay region, which has not endured a head-on hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. It could retain hurricane strength as it turns across central Florida toward the Atlantic Ocean. That path would largely spare other states that were ravaged by Helene, which also killed at least 230 people as it moved from Florida to the Carolinas. How strong will this hurricane be? Well, Milton intensified quickly over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters Tuesday morning that we must be prepared for a major, major impact to the west coast of Florida. Milton was a Category 5 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 180 miles per hour and was centered about 675 miles southwest of Tampa late Monday afternoon. Those winds east to 145 miles per hour by Tuesday morning, and the hurricane was downgraded to just Category 4 status. It was centered about 545 miles southwest of Tampa now. The hurricane center said Milton will remain an extremely dangerous hurricane, though, through landfall Florida. How bad is damage expected to be? Florida's entire Gulf Coast is especially vulnerable to storm surge. Helene came ashore about 150 miles away from Tampa in the Florida Panhandle and still managed to cause drowning deaths in the Tampa area due to surges of around 5 to 8 feet above normal tide levels. Forecasters warned of a possible 10 to 15 foot storm surge in Tampa Bay. That's the highest ever predicted for that location. The storm could also bring widespread flooding, too. 5 inches to a foot of rain was forecast for the Florida Peninsula, with as much as 18 inches expected in some places. What if I have travel plans to that part of Florida? Tampa International Airport has said it halted flights at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. The airport had also posted on X that it is not a shelter for people or even their cars. St. Pete Clearwater International Airport said it is in a mandatory evacuation zone and it will indeed close after the last flight leaves on Tuesday. And I'm going to read the rest in the next segment, guys, which usually is food talk, but I don't want to run over, so there you go. So what we're going to do is we're just going to put a commercial in. Simple as that. That should suffice. Music. There we go. We played a lot. Let's play music for a sushi restaurant. I don't know if I played this on the morning show before. I don't know if it really matters, but whatever. We have to play a 4-minute one. Better find one. Let's do WizKid. What the heck. We'll kick it off with that. What the heck? The morning show's just getting started, guys. Don't worry. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, remember, the morning show's just getting started, guys. We're just getting started. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to try to see if we can finish this Hurricane Milton story and see if we can do some, read at least one recipe as part of food talk, if we can. So there you go. But anyway, coming up in the next segment, we'll definitely read the rest of this Hurricane Milton story from the Associated Press. And then after that, we will try to, if we have time, we'll read at least one recipe from the food.com website. So there you go. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away with the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. Restaurant by Harry Styles for you guys on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, that is. Alright, it is now time, excuse me, to finish reading the story, and we're going to leave off at how is Mexico preparing? Well, Mexican officials were organizing buses to evacuate people from the low-lying coastal city of Progreso on the Yucatanian Peninsula after Mexico's National Meteorological Service said that Hurricane Milton may hit between Celestón and Progreso. Celestón, on the western corner of the Peninsula, is a low-lying nature reserve home to tens of thousands of flamingos. Progreso, to the east, is a shipping and cruise ship port with a population of about 40,000. Okay, is this it? I think this is it, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Oh, well. We didn't even get much out of that. Well, I just realized we could have just read the rest of that in the last segment. We could have just done food talk and all this. It's kind of disappointing. But anyway, we'll move on to food talk anyway. Here's what it is. I think this time, instead of reading quick and easy fall dinners, we're just going to do something else. Let's do something we did last year for a change. I think I did this back in October in 2023. Let's do it again. Comfort food classics. This is something I haven't done in a while. I think I did this back in October of last year. So it's been a while. So there you go. Let's just see the top recipes. There we go. We got stuffed pork tenderloin with cilantro and pesto. Sounds tempting. Turkey pot pie with biscuits. Pretty good. And pot pie is not really my thing, but I think for our people it'd sound tempting. Cheesy chicken squeeze. Sounds okay. Pressure cooker pot roast. I might actually see this. Let's read the pressure cooker pot roast. It's quick and easy, instant pot roast. You can make pot roast fit for an elegant dinner party for a weeknight meal. This healthy dish is ready in just about an hour. You know that? Alright, here we go. It's ready an hour and 15 minutes. It serves 6. There's 11 ingredients. You need 2.5 pounds of beef chuck roast, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, 1 garlic clove, roughly chopped, 1 teaspoon of Worcester sauce, 2 teaspoons of dried thyme, whatever that is, probably if I had to guess a herb or seasoning or whatever, but anyway, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, 1 cup of beef broth, 1 pound of small potato, 3/4 pound of carrots, peeled and roughly chopped, and 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley. Alright, let's move on to directions, guys. Simple as that. First, you want to set an Instant Pot to saute mode. Add the beef and sear for 2 to 3 minutes per side. Then you want to season with salt and pepper. Then add the garlic, Worcester sauce, the thyme, tomato paste, and beef broth. Third, you want to top the beef with potatoes and carrots. After that, cover and lock the lid into place. Place the vent to the sealing position set to manual on high pressure for 40 minutes. When the cook time is done, allow the pressure to naturally release for 15 minutes. Release the remaining pressure and remove the lid. Using a slotted spoon, transfer the carrots and potatoes to a serving dish. Transfer pot roast to same dish and garnish with the parsley. If a gravy is indeed desired, set the pot to sauté mode and bring cooking liquid to a simmer. Mix a tablespoon of cornstarch with 3 tablespoons of cooking liquid. Add the cornstarch mixture back to the simmering liquid. Cook and stir until thickened. Spoon some of the gravy over the pot roast before serving. And here's, apparently they also have the nutrition facts. I'm just gonna skip that. Who cares about that? I'm pretty sure some people do, but we don't need it. But anyway, let's get out of that. We'll try to read one more, guys. Olive Garden Garlic Alfredo Sauce. Should be pretty quick. It's a community pick. This recipe is posted by request and was found on the net no name attached, whatever that means. Ready in 28 minutes, it yields 1 pint, 6 ingredients. Those are half cup of butter, 2 tablespoons of cream cheese, 1 pint of heavy cream, 1 to 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, start with 1 and just a taste, salt and freshly ground black pepper, yep. And then 2/3 cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese, or if you prefer, 2/3 cup of Romano cheese. Here we go. Directions. First, in a medium to large saucepan, melt the butter over the medium heat. Second, add the cream cheese and whisk to smooth and melted. Then whisk in the heavy cream. After that, season with the garlic powder, salt, and pepper. Bring to a good simmer and whisk frequently until the sauce thickens around 25 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in the cheese, and finally, taste and adjust the seasonings. So there you go. That is Olive Garden Garlic Alfredo Sauce. Simple as that. And I'll do it for Food Talk, guys. So there you go. Anyway, I guess 2 recipes should suffice. So there we go. Anyway, there we go. I'll put our commercial in now. Simple as that. Alright. 3 minutes, of course. Top 40. That's our music category. See here. Let's do Don't You Worry by Black Eyed Peas and Break My Soul by Beyonce. How about that? Anyway, I still got 2 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and stand up here. Looks like you can still hear me. Yep. Okay. Coming up in the next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So, and I'm hoping that it won't do the same thing it did last time. If it does, not the end of the world. In fact, I might just do it on the computer, actually, to be honest with you. I might just do that, yeah. That might be a little bit more smarter, but I really want to challenge myself and use the tablet this time just to save up on memory. But this is the only virtual machine I have running. It's only using 256 megabytes of memory, so I don't think it should be the end of the world, I don't think. We should be okay, I think. So yeah, I think we'll be okay, but let me just open up Task Manager here on Windows 10. And see what's going on. Yeah, we'll be okay. Only 23%. Yeah, that's going to be fine. Yeah, we'll definitely do it on the computer this time. Just to try my luck and have better luck. Because I don't know if the tablet's... As I'm afraid the tablet's just going to do the same thing it did last time. So there you go. But anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News following Black Eyed Peas, Don't You Worry, and Beyonce, Break My Soul. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Break My Soul by Beyonce and Don't You Worry by the Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah. Alright, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. I'm going to do it on the computer this time because, like I said, I just can't really trust the tablet right now. Well, you get what I'm saying. And anyway, again, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. And again, it's about the Swifty and Kelce locking lips and hugging and loving post-game visit with his parents. Yep. Sweet moment in the suite, after all. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce proved their love story is now stronger than ever, packing on the PDA in a loving post-game visit with their parents. The pop star attended the NFL tight ends Kansas City Chiefs game on Monday evening. Yep, Monday Night Football, where the singer saw her Bills team beat the New Orleans Saints, which leads me to believe they won. The Chiefs, that is. The twosome celebrated the big win in Travis's sweet post game, where Taylor showered her man with all sorts of love. Check it out, while chatting with Travis and his dad, Ed Kelce, Taylor sweetly scooped the football star up into a warm embrace. She even pulled him in for a big kiss, clearly unafraid to pack on the PDA in front of the Kelce patronage. We can keep reading this, and what's nice about this is we can actually open this up in a new tab. It doesn't tell us. Well, not by doing that. The game was certainly a family affair. Taylor's dad, Scott Swift, who shows up the picture, but you can't see it though. I could see it, but you can't. Anyway, was also in attendance at Arrowhead Stadium. Scott was seen wearing a red quarter-zip pullover and black pants as he was sat right next to his A-list daughter, with Ed just a couple seats away, by the way. Taylor and Travis's parents are well acquainted with one another, having met last December during the Kansas City Chiefs Christmas Day game against the Las Vegas Raiders. However, this latest show support was definitely reassuring to fans of Taylor and Travis's relationship, with many voicing the concern that Swells was heading for a breakup after the Grammy winner missed a couple of her boyfriend's games earlier in the season. Though, as CMZ previously reported, Taylor's rehearsal schedule for Eras Tour, which is set to kick off again next week, was a factor in her prior MIA status, so that's probably why. But one thing's for certain, there's no bad blood here, so no big deal. So, that's it for this story, so we'll move on to the next one, which, believe it or not, is about Ryan Seacrest, who is, believe it or not, the host of American Top 40. He's also going to be the host of Wheel of Fortune 2, and he's actually feeling fortunate about it. Ryan Seacrest is just a few weeks into his new gig hosting Wheel of Fortune, and he's still spinning with excitement. We have now caught up with Ryan in New York City on Monday, and he was all with smiles, telling us he's having a total ball giving away piles of cash and a new car here and there. Ryan, who was joined by Sister Meredith, added he always knew the hosting gig would be a blast, and he's now at the point where he's just trying to contain his excitement about the whole thing now. Again, because we're on the computer, we can just open this up in a new tab. Yeah, not by doing that. It's great to see everything falling into place for Ryan, who dove headfirst into his game the show debut last month, stepping to Pat Sajak speaks. She was like a pro now. But at least Pat was totally supportive, shooting Ryan a good luck text before his debut. It looks like those good wishes are working like magic after all, so that's good. Now, did I miss anything here? Nope, I did not. So is that it for this story? Yeah, it is. Okay, that was pretty quick, too. No time to read one more, actually. I'm pretty intrigued. Ah, another Taylor Swift story. Shall we read this? Troy Aikman calls Taylor Swift the MRS. After Travis Kelce play, that is. Miss Taylor Swift Kelce? That's the moniker Troy Aikman gave the world-famous pop star while he was broadcasting Monday Night Football, when cameras showed the singer after her man Travis Kelce made a play for the Chiefs. After a two-game hiatus, Swift appeared at Arrowhead Stadium suites to watch her boyfriend, his Chiefs teammate, beat the New Orleans Saints to 26-13. Let's read this. There's an X post here that says, I love her. That's Taylor Swift, by the way. Like many fans, Eichmann, Hall of Famer turned Monday Night Football color commentator, was seemingly excited to see the Fortnite singer back in the game, and at one point Troy gave her a shout out, or had revealed an untold secret, that is. The Mrs. likes it, Aikman said after Kels made a catch. I mean, about to say crash. Almost said crash. Troy's broadcast partner Joe Buck corrected him, saying, "You know they're not married, right?" Aikman apologized, "Oh, I know. I'm sure that I'm in trouble for saying that." "Yeah, you are." Troy obviously meant no harm, but don't be surprised if he hears from the Swifties. Of course, Travis and Taylor started dating last fall, and have become the most talked about couple in all sports and entertainment. The inseparable couple has been all over the world together, and Taylor Swift even thanked Kels during a recent MTV Awards show acceptance speech. Of course, there on the MTV Awards, of course, there was Taylor and Post Malone with Fortnite. Many fans believe wedding bells will soon follow, so Taylor may not officially be the missus just yet, but we'll just have to wait and stay tuned. So there you go. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and close out of that. There we go. A little bit slow, but no big deal. I think TMZ is pretty extensive when it comes to memories, so there you go. Anyway, I don't think I have any Taylor Swift here, don't I? Yeah, otherwise it showed up before the kid or Lloyd. Ooh, that's kind of unfortunate. So, yeah. But maybe I can import some Taylor Swift later. But we'll probably do that another time. Anyway, at least I got to read three stories. That was really fun, wasn't it? So, yeah, that was really fun. So, I think from now on, we'll just read the stories on the computer from now on. I think that just makes more common sense. I think we'll just do that, yeah. Because I think doing it on the tablet is a little bit slower. Yeah. So, yeah, I think what we'll do is next time we'll just read the stories on the computer. It makes more common sense. And we'll play Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa. And after that, we're going to play Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. And then after that, we're going to do Pokemon Go, guys. On my phone, that is. So there you go. So, yeah. Alright. So, yeah, coming up is Pokemon Go. We're going to kick it off with Jesse Hack 95. And I think for the next segment coming up after Jesse Hack will be Jesse Wild 223. That would be the tablet, if you're wondering. So there you go. But anyway, there you go. Anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is Elton John, Dua Lipa, Cold Heart with the PNU remix. And after that will be Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. And then after that, we'll play Pokemon Go on my phone. So, there you go. Anyway, enough of all that. There you go. I've said enough already, so I think that should be good enough. Coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. Well, as always, that's basically a tradition we have. So there you go. So yeah, coming up, Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with the second half will be coming up momentarily. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Elton John and Dua Lipa. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, we now made it to the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And as always, it's now time for Pokemon Go on my phone as Jesse Hack 95. So there we go. So let's go ahead and load up. Alright, here we go. Give it some time here. Okay, yep. Okay, I guess the only thing that needs to be done is our buddy. That is it. Yep. There we go. Do we have anything in gyms? I don't think we do. Well, we have one. Yeah, it's old mail. You know what? I'm just gonna let him work for it anyway, because I do need to have to, do burn off these berries anyway, so I have room in my bag. Can I get to Incineroar here? Okay, that was, since I said that, worked. Let's see here, Sylveon. No, not Sylveon. Well, it is an Eevee form, but it's not Sylveon, it's Leafeon, but same thing, whatever. It's actually, never seen anything like that. Oh, it's a shadow one. Okay, try to get to the next one. I might be able to just leave that one alone. It might be okay, but I would like to heal up all of them if necessary. The problem is, though, is that it's very hard to get to some of these Pokemon. Oh, there we go. That was easy. Even though it's only, like, a small one. But, oh well, I have to do it anyway. Anyway, let's go ahead and catch some stuff here. I don't care about Adventure Sync. So this is a Spiel with CP240. Looks like I got a nice throw. That's something I needed for a bonus mission, I believe. Yeah. 2 days streak. At least I got that. I think the I haven't really spun any Pokestops lately, so that's kind of unfortunate. It's only a 1-star, though. I'm just gonna throw it away. Okay, I'm at stamp 5, it looks like. Okay, do we really have to do a raid? No. At least it took the extra candy, at least. It's a free star, which is really nice, so awesome. Let's go to events here. Okay, Spiel's one of them. You know, I just realized maybe I should have just left that one alone. But maybe I have a free star Spiel I can evolve, though. I don't really have enough candy, though. Yeah, I got at least one here. I don't think the, yes, okay, it is a free star. I probably won't be able to evolve it to its final form, though. I could try the second form, though, but I just have a... Yeah, there's no way I'll probably get to its final form. I just know it's probably gonna need, like, 100. Maybe 200, I don't know. I can't get to its second form, though. I have done it at least once, but this was a while ago, though. Heavy and tall, that's really nice. But yeah, it needs 100 to do it. Show evolutionary line. Yeah, see, I've already evolved one to its final form, but this must have been back in, yeah, back in 2023. So, I don't care about the damn rating, go away. Special, so yeah, I still have to do that. I could do Abra, but even then I still have to do the other ones though. So yeah, that's gonna be quite fun. I still got 3 days to do it though, that's quite fun. So we still have time, that's nice. So not really the end of the world, I guess. In a way, I guess you could say. In fact, I forgot to check and see if the score money was 3 stars. It's only 2. Darn it. But did I have a 3-star score money? I don't think I did. No, I do. But it's not a Dynamax-capable one. Dang it. I really wish that one was. Dang it. Well, at least it makes up for it being heavy and tall, I guess. That's nice. Oh well, what are you gonna do? Well, anyway, enough of all that. Raid. There's a 1-star going on at 9:43. That will probably be going on, that's still during the morning show. I think that will probably, occur during our last segment. I don't know what we'll be doing for the last segment, by the way. If anything, we'll do the last 2 seconds, we'll play with the tablet. I know the free stars at the old mill, but that will require at the very least 3 people, maybe 4 actually, because it is a free star raid. I think you'd also have to be in party mode to do it too, especially with 3 people, because I remember we tried to do Belden with 3 and it still didn't work. It might have just been because of how low our levels were. Yeah, I don't want to claim that. I could, but I don't want to. I do need to get a Zamazenta, though, because that's one Pokemon you can enter in the showcase, but I don't have it, so... And I don't really see it anywhere here. All I see is a 1-star and a 3-star, so... And obviously, Zamazenta is, a 5-star raid, so, we could try doing that in the last segment, but... The last time I did a 5-star raid, I went over quite a bit, so... We might do that in the next segment first, and hope for the best, just to see what happens. We were still following the format with the 10-minute segments, obviously. So what I think we're gonna do is, I'm gonna try to use Campfire to find, but of course, remember, we did a whole morning show filled with Pokemon stuff with raids and everything. I do have, 2 remote passes, but remember, the campfire wasn't really working as well as I thought it was. But we'll try it again anyway, just so we can see if we can get ourselves a Zamazenta. So, we'll hope for the best anyway. Again, Aunt Lou hasn't had any best luck with campfire. I don't think I have had any luck with it either, but... Maybe we'll have luck this time. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and put the commercial on now anyway. Simple as that. Just a 3-minute course, and we are going to go to the music tab here. And we are going to put in Left and Right by Charlie Puth with Jungkook. And then after that, since that's a shorter song, I think after that we'll put in Running Up That Hill of Deal of God by Kate Bush. I think I did that before last time. I think it did work. I think we did this order to yesterday. So I think that should work. I know it's... Well, we had done different music earlier, but we'll do this order just for this time, just to make it even, but there you go. But anyway, I still feel like it'll be off a little bit. I think it'll be okay, though, because I think Kate Bush is longer, but Charlie Puth is shorter. Or I could put a different song in. Actually, I'm gonna put, let's put something that we don't usually play too often. Ghosts by Justin Bieber. And that was just letting me know if I wanted to remove the song, which was Left and Right by Charlie Puth. Anyway, coming up is Justin Bieber, Ghost. Well, not one of my favorites, but it's still good. But anyway, Justin Bieber, Ghost. And Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God. Simple as that. Anyway, then after that, I think I'll try to do Campfire on my phone, see if I can get a Zamazenta to enter in the showcase, guys. That'll be really nice, won't it? But anyway, coming up, we'll try to catch Zamazenta, assuming we'll get lucky. We'll be right back, don't go away. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God by Kate Bush and Justin Bieber, Ghost. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, we're now ready to move on to Pokemon Go Campfire. Assuming this will work, I don't know if it will or not. Again, me and Aunt Lou have been having a little bit of trippy issues with it, so let's hope for the best. Okay, except apparently it's not signed in for some reason, so we're gonna have to go for this. Yes, continue. Okay, there we go. That was easy. Alright, let's team up. Let's join a raid. See what this will be. Okay, I don't want to do whatever that is. Mega Blaziken's, because, yeah, we don't want to do that. We want Zamazenta. Again, it's just random. It just finds whatever it can. Remember, we did this one time on our morning show. It was like a whole episode devoted to Pokemon. I had like a bunch of remote passes, I think, and I did like campfires, a bunch of raids. I can't remember though. I can't remember which episode it was and what the date was. I would have to look it up online, but there you go. There it is. There's Zamazenta. We'll go ahead and do this one. Of course, we do need a remote raid pass required, but I do have one, so I'll go ahead and send a request, so not the end of the world. We'll try to breeze for this. I just have a feeling, though, we're still going to go over, though. So, I will say I am ready. Simple as that. The host did say hello, of course, but I just told we have 3 people that are ready. He's waiting to send you raid invites. Remember, I did a whole episode. Alright, go to raid. There we go. Okay, this just takes us back and said, okay, here we go. Click on that. There we go. There it is. There's Zamazenta. Yep, and there's our remote pass. Okay. Let's see how many are in here. Oof, only 3. This is a 5-star raid. Okay, there's 4, so maybe this will be okay. It still doesn't look too optimistic, though. I'm gonna wait till the 32nd. Okay, we got 6 now, so I think we might be okay now. I still want to wait and see if people back out, though. Of course, a lot of these people are obviously, actually, I think I'm gonna Mega Ball, actually. Yeah. Yes, I want to do that. Okay, there we go. Alright, I'll just say I'm ready. Assuming no one backs out the last minute, because sometimes people are very, infamous for that. Okay. I think we should be okay with 6. I just double checking their levels here at this point. Okay, everyone's ready. There ain't no backing out this time, so I guess it's 6 people or nothing. So hopefully we'll be able to breeze for this and have enough time to win this, and hope I can catch it to enter the showcase. Of course, I don't have the party power because, of course, Etla's not here right now, but she's not here to listen to my morning show. But of course, that's okay, though. I think we have 6, so that should be well enough. At least I think it should. Okay, there's Mega Rayquaza. I just sent it out now. By the way, that's who I evolved, by the way. Mega Evolved, if you're wondering. It's pretty powerful. The Zamazenta, I should say. It's not clearly enough power for Mega Rayquaza. And Zamazenta's from the Pokemon Shield game. It looks like to me it's a fighting type. It's lagging there a little bit. That's the problem with Campfire. It's going to kind of concern me, though, if this game will crash. Because I remember Aunt Lou was having this exact same issue, too. Sometimes with drop frames here and there. But it was doing it on her phone, but once she won the raid, it would just automatically just freeze up and crash as soon as the raid was won. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that this won't happen when I'm doing this on the air, because that will be kind of unfortunate. See if we can use this move here. Looks like we could. We still gotta wait for it to recharge. It won't matter now. It got knocked out. It's in the red now. Again, this is a very powerful Pokemon. It's going to be a while before we even knock it out. Yeah, It's taking its Muriel time. Come on. We almost got... I don't even know if this is my last Pokemon or not. It might very well be. I don't know why I did that. I just wanted to... I wanted to just make sure I can avoid the attacks. Okay, I guess that should suffice. There we go. I just dodged the attacks just so I could make sure that I could just make sure it wouldn't kill me again. Alright, is it going to freeze up and crash? No, it did not. Alright, good enough. Alright, so we should be in the clear for that. Looks like I'm style savvy again. What a coincidence. I'm just going to save that for laughs. Don't ask. And how many balls do I get? 16. That's actually not that bad, actually. I must have did pretty good. For what it's worth. Oh, man, a shiny one? Really? Huh. Oh, wow, this is gonna be fun. We numb it down, then. Oh, it was an excellent throw, but it probably won't stay in. No, it did! I stand corrected. You know, I have better luck with catching these shiny legendaries. I just realized that. But then again, I did throw an excellent throw, but that's beyond the point, though. And it was even showing the, shiny, the shiny Zacian, and I don't even have a shiny, Zacian. So, yeah, that's fun, But yeah, it's probably a 2-star, but I'm gonna go ahead and tag it anyway. So yeah, that's gonna be... Yeah, I got, like, way... I got 12,000. I even got, like, 4,500 more. So yeah, that was fun. And we still have 2 minutes left, so that at least gives us some time to put a commercial in, at least. So yeah. At least we got better luck that time. I will have to heal up, though, but I probably will do that off the, Oh, I mean, I'll do it during the commercial break, but you get the idea, so, yeah, so let's just go ahead and do this now, there we go. So, yeah, I'm glad I have that now. I'll be able to enter the showcase now, so that's great, yay! So I'm happy for that, a little bit shaky from that thing, though, but again, that's just how it's gonna have to be, I think next up will be, Woman by Doja Cat, and after that, we're gonna play, that's 3 minutes, by the way, Woman, do I have to put a 4-minute song in, I'd have to guess, probably, maybe I should put Unstoppable. We already played Essence and Bad Habit, so... let's do Heat Waves, what the heck. Anyway, there we go. That should suffice. Anyway, I'm so happy that I caught it, and also, on top of all that, it's a shiny! So, yeah, that is just pure luck right there. Yeah. Anyway, that's fun. Anyway, so coming up in the last segment, I promise we're going to play Pokemon Go on the tablet. I promise you that, guys. Probably won't do much with it. Of course, I'll have to do some of it off-camera or whatever, because, again, it has those authentication errors and all that cool... and all that fun stuff, so there you go. But like I said, we're going to play Pokemon Go on the tablet, so there you go. And that is coming up right after the commercial break, right after Doja Cat Women and Glass Animals Heat Waves. I'm probably going to have to get some water. I've been talking too much. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Women Doja Cat right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, it is now, as promised, time for the Pokemon Go on the tablet with Jesse Wild 223. Let's go ahead and turn this up all the way, so at least we can have some satisfying sound effects. Be courteous to your members of real-world communities as you play Pokemon Go, whatever. Here's the magnetic study. What is this about? Electric-type Pokemon are sparking our interest. Increased chance to encounter the Shiny Magnemite, Shiny Pulse, and Shiny Minun. Event-themed Pokemon attract us to the Magnetic Lure modules and daily bonuses and timed research, whatever. Each day, special bonuses and timed research will be active from midnight to 11:59 p.m. local time. Title says it all. That's all I'm going to say. Let's read this. Got gifts. We'll probably open these up right now from Alex Gray and Bumberglia. Oh, can't do that. We got Adventures Inc. We can just click on that and go here. There we go. For Redmond, Washington. I think that's where the Pokemon Company headquarters is based at, believe it or not. Is in Redmond, Washington, believe it or not. Alright, on to the other one. From Lativa. Alright, that should satisfy me enough for this time. Look at all the Pokemon here. That's quite interesting. We got a raid coming up soon at the church. I don't think this account has any remote raid passes, but I am curious. I think last time it was a rock rough, but this was like an evening or whatever. And I think I already used my coins. No, I did not. Actually, no, it was on my Red account. I used the coins for Pokemon storage, I believe. I haven't used the coins yet. I should be okay, though. I've really been slimming down on the storage and everything, because I think it's more useful that way as far as Yellow's concerned, because this account is just a helper account. It's not my main account, so all I really need to do is just slim down on that kind of stuff. But I am curious to see. Maybe we'll do another raid. It's just a one star, though, so we can just do it alone. No, I don't want to do that. I don't think I have a lucky egg anyway. Well, at least I don't think I do. But 15 experience is good enough for me. Let me just double check to see if I had a lucky egg. Usually it's under. Yeah, I don't have one, so it'd make me buy one. And that would probably prevent me from buying an incense anyway, which, well, not the incense, but you know what I mean. But I'm just curious to see how much they are. Well, they're only 80. Which is one that is, but they're safe and sorry. But I am curious to see if this will be Rockruff again, because I don't think this account has Rockruff. I do want to see if it is Rockruff, if we do catch it, if we can evolve it into Duskform. Which, of course, as you may remember, is my buddy on my Red account. Well, it's a rock type. Well, no, it's Diglett. So, it's a low in Diglett, but no, it's not Rockruff, so forget that. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, well. I was hoping it would be Rockruff, but it's not. But anyway, guess we'll just have to try again later. Probably won't be much we'll do on here, to be honest with you. I think what we're really gonna do is, for the most part, is just basically slim down on stuff and just call it even here. I think we'll throw away some zero stars first, excluding Nidorian there, probably keep the antenna, probably throw away the Ralts here, keep the Remoraid, we'll leave alone Magmar. I know it's big, but I might be able to do a trade with it. I'm basically throwing away everything that, I'll throw away Fennekin, actually I'll keep Fennekin and Piplup, I'll keep Abra. That may not matter, though, because Well, actually, we'll throw it away. Don't matter. We'll keep Giannullo. We'll keep that. Durant. Hitmonlee's fine. We'll keep Otto. Those are very hard to find. It won't let me transfer Nelly, though, because for some reason I tried to do that and it won't let me. But it acts like it's my buddy, so that's kind of unfortunate. So yeah, that's quite annoying. Ralts, Wobba Fett, Score Bunny, Skavet, Pidgey, some of them I'll leave alone just for trading, just to be on the safe side. Lulu, Glammeow, Belda, and that might be good enough. How much space do we have now? Okay, that's good enough. And we'll try to get our first catch of the day. Let's just try this one here, and we'll call it even. We'll see if it'll take extra candy. Not like that. There we go. The great throw made up for it, I hope. No, it did not. We'll try a different berry. Maybe it just doesn't want extra candy. And let me try an Ultra Ball. I bet you this doesn't want extra candy. I just know it doesn't. And yep, that was the case. So yeah, we'll get out of that. I think we'll just call it even here. So yeah, that was pretty much all we were doing at the tab. We were just slimming down and doing stuff. Man, I really wish that raid was going to be a rock rough, but it was not. So that is kind of annoying. So yeah, oh well. Because it would have been really great to get a rock rough for my helper account too, but oh well, what am I going to do? Anyway, this time I'm going to put a 4-minute break in because I do have an idea here. And you're probably wondering why, because I'm wanting to put, shorter songs in, but it's a little bit harder to come by when you only put a 3-minute break in, because last time I promised, yesterday I should say, last time I said I was going to play Until I Found You as our last song, but unfortunately I ended up playing Adele again, god dang it. So, this time, I am not going to do that this time. Instead, what I'm going to do is, this time, I will play Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears. And after that, actually no, we're going to play Enemy by Imagine Dragons. We'll remove that, yes. And after that, we'll play, did I lose my thought? What was it called? I think it's not even on here. Oh, there it is. Okay. Steven Sanchez, Until I Found You. And I think that might work. I don't know. If it does not, Imagine Dragons will probably put its place in with Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears, which end up might being the case. Besides, I think I like that one better than that one anyway. We'll see what happens. But anyway, thank you for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Again, I'm still debating on whether I want to see that Joker movie with Lady Gaga or The Wild Robot with who knows who. But anyway, I'm just going to scroll up here to the first commercial. There we go. It's just a PSA. Anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and I will hopefully see you on Wednesday, which obviously is Trivia Day at 2 Old Saffron, but not today, though, but you get the idea. That makes sense, right? But see you guys tomorrow, everyone. Goodbye.